Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to We're Not Fucking Historians. Oh, I was said with a little bit of oomph.
A little bit of hostility on the fucking there. Nice. I like
when,
it.
When would you ever have to say that in a real, we're not fucking historians.
In a real setting.
I know where.
God damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a fucking historian.
If you're in a museum and someone came up and went, excuse me, can you tell me a bit more about this? Just because you're wearing a fleece that looks like the fleece of the people that work there, you go, listen. I'm not a fucking historian.
Yeah, you might. Still I get quite really aggressive.
If I'm in a shop and someone comes up, oh, do you have this trainer in a size 12? I just lose it.
I'm fucking work here.
I really
do. You know
what
I had recently?
What?
Swear to God, I was working on my laptop. I was like out and I was writing. So I was in my own little zone. A woman came up to me and I shit you not, asked me what date it would be next Tuesday.
I mean, that's like a Derren Brown psychological. She was probably robbing your house if she asked you that.
She probably was. She was just so I could have. I was just wondering what date it is on Tuesday. I said, "Lady, I don't know what date it is today."
Yeah.
Also, I'm not a fucking calendar.
Why would you need to know that? Why would she need to know that in an emergency?
It wasn't an emergency. She was completely calm. She could have at any point just taken her phone out and checked. I don't know. I don't know why she did that.
Yeah. Did you help her out?
No, I punched her in the face and then I spat on her.
Hazel Hayes, Shane Todd, this is the podcast.
This is it. Welcome.
This is the podcast for history buffs.
Yeah.
And history amateurs alike.
Yep.
Do you think in the history community they talk about us on the forums and stuff?
100%.
Do you think the purists, like the OG historians, like dislike us and they fear us a bit because they're like, it's accessible history?
Yeah. I think there's probably a Reddit subthread dedicated to how awesome we are.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit like when McDonald's started, all those like family-run restaurants.
Yeah,
you know,
scared.
They feared us.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
they
yeah.
know we. We taste pretty good.
Okay.
We're all right. We're
and that's
convenient.
The reason that they're afraid.
Exactly.
It's because we're so good. So easily edible and digestible.
I want to ask you a little bit about Irish holidays.
Okay.
Destinations, places you went. As a kid, I went to Achill Island. You ever been there?
I have not.
Good spot.
I've heard of it. Tiny, isn't it?
Don't know.
Like,
yeah.
About 12 people live there.
Don't know where it is, but I went to it as a kid. It might be in Mayo.
I want to say Sligo or Mayo. It's off the west coast.
I think
there.
It's in Mayo.
Lovely.
Good spot.
Okay.
Good. One of those holidays where, remember back in the day, you and all your cousins were just in the one bed?
I only actually, due to strange family circumstances, I only actually had two cousins.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, I'm the only Irish person who truly had the smallest family. And when everyone else was off visiting their 500 cousins,
yes,
I didn't get it. I only had two and we rarely saw them.
Can we get like top listeners? Can they become like your honorary cousins?
Oh,
and then you can all go to Achill Island?
Yeah, I would love that.
Bonus content.
Yeah, we can. We're all in a way cousins, aren't we? Irish people. We're all related.
Well, yeah, unfortunately we are.
Stuck to my chair like I just maneuvered there.
That was like an alternative version of Sharon Stone Abuse Against Things where you're just stuck to a chair because of, let's face it, sweat.
Sweat. It's That's a leather it chair. Yeah. I'm a bit sweaty. They didn't design chairs for skirts, no. I've realised. I realised this recently when I stood up and my thighs were so stuck to a wooden bench with like slats in it. Mm. So stuck that it hurt to peel them from it. And then I had those slats on my ass like for most of the day. And I thought they really haven't considered skirts in the making.
Well, that would have been convenient if the woman asked you what date it was next Tuesday, because then the following Tuesday you'd still be on the chair and she could have just said, what date is it today?
It's true. Should we do a podcast?
Yeah. Have you ever been to, and I'm going to throw an Irish destination out to you. Have you ever been to Rathlin Island?
I don't think I've been to any of the islands. Basically, I used to go to Wexford every summer as a kid. And I've been to most of the counties.
Rathlin Island is a place that even people in Northern Ireland wouldn't necessarily know a lot about.
Okay.
Not like, I'd say...
Is it in Northern Ireland?
It's in, it's okay. Off the coast of, it's a real island. Because you know there's these fake islands.
Yeah, well, there's Tir na n Og and all that as well in our history. So you've got to be careful. Sometimes you're not talking about
people are like,
things.
Oh, I drove out to it. Well, then it's not an island.
Not an island.
I'm sorry, but that's one thing I'm pretty passionate about.
Okay.
Don't call it an island unless you get a boat to it.
What if there's a bridge?
We'll have to take things case by case. It depends. If it's an actual bridge that's only been built to bridge the islands, then that's an island. But if it's just a road that kind of acts like a bridge, not an island. Not an island.
Okay.
So Rathlin's off the north coast of Ireland. It's the only, get ready for this, right? It's the only inhabited offshore island in Northern Ireland. So it's like a legitimate island. I do gigs over there and I just love this like island that not a lot of people know about, but has the maddest history.
Wow. How many people are there?
Roughly about 120, but it's seasonal. So during the summer, there's more people there. And in the winter, they might go and work. You know, in like Belfast or other places.
Yeah.
But let me just say this and get ready for this sentence. It's a small island with a big history.
Oh, for fuck.
Oh, do we not love that? Do we not love that?
Every episode you crack one of them out.
Quick synopsis. It has long associations with Ireland and Scotland because it's kind of, it's not in between, but it is. It's not directly in between. It's more closer to Ireland, but it's not that far away from Scotland.
Okay.
And it once lay at the heart of the ancient kingdom of Dalriada, which is something I'm sure we'll cover on other episodes. Rathlin was first inhabited in 6000 BC.
That's so long ago.
Isn't that a mad amount of time ago? So it's just this tiny, I think the island is 6 miles by 4 miles. And if you passed it in a boat, you wouldn't really give it another thought. But listen to what I'm about to tell you.
I will.
So over the centuries, it grew rich because at the start, they exported axe heads and sea kelp. Now, if you were to ask me what that
you
is,
you said sea
I
kelp
don't know.
With a question mark at the end and looked at me as though I might know what sea kelp is.
I don't know what sea kelp is.
I'm going to say sea kelp is fish?
No, probably seaweed maybe.
Well, then they would say seaweed.
Well, hold on. It's not going to be fish because you wouldn't describe it as sea kelp because that suggests that there's also land kelp.
Well, they might be a type of fish. Oh. Wow, my argument. Do you want to know what my argument to that was? Do you want to know?
Yes, please.
I was going to say, well, no, because seahorses.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that is,
there is
that's
very
interesting.
Much a land version of that.
Yeah.
There, so.
But Rathlin, because of where it is, it's an island right out in the middle of the ocean. It becomes a haven for smugglers. And a Butlins for pirates.
Hey!
That's 10 out of 10.
That's 10 out of 10 that's comedy. 10 Did you write 10. That yourself?
Yes.
Very good.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a brief history of the island and then we're going to go into a few real interesting bits of it.
Okay.
Okay, so it becomes part of Ireland in 1617 and they do a simple test to see whether it's going to be part of Ireland or not. So they apply online probably, you know what I mean?
One of those really annoying government forms.
So
keeps,
many.
Yeah, every time you put the cursor in the box, it keeps popping back out of it.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know, but They made the Isle of Man do this test as well. Here's the test.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, the size of your land or whether you can grow crops or not. If a snake or another poisonous serpent could survive on the island, it becomes part of the mainland. If it died, then Ireland was declared the owner. So if it can live, it becomes part of Britain. If the snake dies, then Ireland become the owner.
They would bring a snake.
Yep.
I'm going to call some massive bullshit here and you're going to very quickly understand why this falls apart really easily.
Shoot.
Okay. They would bring a snake
yes.
from the mainland where snakes, because snakes die in Ireland.
Yep.
If they die on the island, then it's not Ireland. How the fuck did they bring a live snake from Ireland if all the snakes died?
They would have had other sources.
So they imported snakes
yes.
from Britain
yep.
to take to the islands to see if they would live or die.
Yep. And what I'll say is I'm glad we don't do that anymore.
100%.
There was an old legend called the Enchanted Island, which was supposed to appear from the sea once every 7 years. And apparently if you can throw soil or a pebble to the island, it will never sink back into the sea again. So there was apparently this little island that like sprouted up near it. So all I'm saying is there's all these myths. There's the mystical chieftain Lir, L-I-R. How do we think we're pronouncing that?
Lir.
Lir. His four children were turned into swans for 300 years by
I
their stepmother.
Them actually, yeah, Aoife was one of them, wasn't she? And there were several others. But yeah, that's a lovely story. Let's maybe do that.
Well, apparently they roam around the seas around the island.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. You've spoiled that episode. But
yeah, also, I don't know if you've seen Sixth Sense, but...
Similar.
He's dead. You're not going to believe this. What does Irish history always come back to? What always happens in every fucking
thing
we talk about?
Oh my God, oh my God. Did a monastery get invaded?
Yes.
Yes!
A monastery got invaded.
Ding, 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 ding.
Anyone listening, if you're over the age of 18, it's safe to do so. Take a shot. It's a drinking game that we all love. When a monastery gets raided by Vikings, we'll drink to that. The Vikings' first raid on Ireland happened in Rathlin.
The little baby raid. Yeah. I love that.
And it says here, inevitably, they raided monasteries on the island for gold. And you know when they pulled up, all they heard was, ha, 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 ha. Like,
every
maybe they should have stopped doing that.
Every
was attracting
time you
people.
Do it, you're doing the theme from Hunger Games. Every time.
Yeah, they never got the credit for that. Just these fucking weird haired guys.
Yeah.
Always. Don't we? I think it's at the point where we love a little bit of a raid on a monastery.
That's dangerous territory, Shane.
I enjoy it because.
Are you
like,
about to imply the monks were asking for it?
Look,
what
with,
were
with
they
those
wearing?
Haircuts. Yeah, those robes. Come on. You think anyone's going to drive past and not get involved?
Little slit up the leg. Love it.
Guy doing his own alterations.
Taking up the hems like we did in school.
So look, the Vikings' first raid in Ireland happened in Rathlin. Okay. This is an island because of where it is. So much shit happened and there was a lot of massacres. Okay, and that's not good.
We're back to this again. Why didn't people move?
Rathlin was mad for massacres. It was used as a sanctuary because of its natural defences and rocky shores. When the wind blew from the west and it was impossible to land, basically.
Oh, okay.
So if you were hiding from people, if you were like an army or whatever, you go to Rathlin, and then if anyone tries to land on the island, it's going to be very difficult. So in one way, it's brilliant for defence, but also you're just a sitting duck in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
On an expedition in 1557, Sir Henry Sidney devastated the island.
Henry Sidney?
Yeah.
We've heard of him before.
So don't we love it when characters come back?
We do enjoy that. We do.
Yeah, but he was a shit. So
he was an absolute wanker.
And he's been true to form on Rathlin. He's devastated the island.
Oh, God.
In 1575, here's a character for you. Sorley Boy MacDonald. He was running the island.
Sorley Boy MacDonald.
Sounds like an Irish rapper.
I love it.
He's a little bit of a king. He's a ruler. And in 1575, the Earl of Essex sends Francis Drake and this guy called John Norreys. So the Earl of Essex sends them to confront Scottish refugees on the island. And in the ensuing massacre, hundreds of men, women and children of the MacDonald clan, our boy Sorley, were killed. And the entire family of Sorley Boy MacDonald perishes in the massacre. And listen to this, right? Sorley, the Earl of Essex sounds like a complete shitbag.
Yeah, well, they all were.
He orders the killings. This is just one of many massacres, and we're going to get into them after these ads, right?
Okay.
But, and then we're going to talk about some real fun stuff. I promise you, I'm going to give you a massacre. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. So the Earl of Essex orders the killings of Sorley Boy MacDonald's family, but he makes sure that Sorley Boy is back on land in Ireland and is watching this happen. Now,
actually stop.
Now, I don't know if that's true because it is quite far away, so I don't know if he would have been watching. But maybe he had a telescope.
Maybe.
Or a live stream.
Yeah, he might have just had that hooked up. Or you could see the ships taking off. You'd know what was going to happen. That would make for a really great scene at the end of a movie.
Yeah, he's like, no! Well, the Earl of Essex boasts to Queen Elizabeth's secretary that Sorley Boy MacDonald watched the massacre from the mainland and he was helpless and he described them as like to run mad from sorrow. In 1642, not that long after that, there's another massacre on the island. And again, the MacDonalds are in for it. So they've been massacred before. This time, they get thrown over the cliffs.
There can't have been many McDonald's left to throw
over
the cliff.
If you stayed, come on, like that's an idiot move. But Argyle's foot soldiers, I don't know who Argyle was. He sounds like he might have been English.
Let's be honest, probably British.
They throw scores of McDonald women over the cliffs to their deaths on the rock
for
below.
Fuck's sake.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. They're not loving it.
Yeah.
The numbers of victims, here's what I enjoy. Sometimes we don't have all the facts, but sometimes neither do the history books, because the numbers of victims of the massacre have been put as low as 100 and as high as 3,000, which is vague.
Ooh.
There is so much more to this tiny island. Let's get into some more lighthearted stuff after this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Flo Lloyd-Hughes.
I'm Rachel O'Sullivan.
And I'm Chloe Morgan.
Join us every week on our brand new show, Upfront, on Football Ramble Presents. We'll get stuck into the biggest stories in women's football every Tuesday, from the latest in the WSL. Gareth Taylor said, oh, well, actually, we were playing 3-4-3 and we moved to 4-4-3-3. If you look at any of the footage, if you look at the way the players played in that first half, there were four players playing at the back. That sort of comment speaks of a manager who doesn't quite know what they're doing.
To how the Lionesses are shaping up ahead of a home Euros next summer.
For me, I would pick Leah Williamson. I would just go for it now. For a younger age captain, you've got some big tournaments coming up. I think a lot of players think she's got a really great mentality, gets on with a lot of people. For me, she's a born leader, and I think she will be England captain at some point.
And what it's really like being a player in women's football today.
From my own experiences of being in a situation like that, I mean, you know, when we got promoted when I was with Spurs, that was phenomenal. I was, you know, first choice keeper. You know, then you go into the WSL for our first season, and all I wanted to do was get WSL experience.
Join us every Tuesday for Upfront. Search Football Ramble Presents in your podcast app. Subscribe now.
Football Ramble Presents is a Stack production.
Hazel, we've talked about the massacres that happened on Rathlin, this very small island off the coast of Northern Ireland. But let's talk about some more lighthearted stuff.
Could we?
Let's bring a new character in. Robert the Bruce. What do you know about Robert the Bruce?
Robert the Bruce, my old mate. Yeah, Bobby. Bruce.
He's not going to bite in all the stories.
He's a good lad. Robert the Bruce was in Braveheart, the movie.
Yes. That's the guy we're talking about. But Mel Gibson...
He himself wasn't in Braveheart.
No.
portrayed by an actor.
Correct.
In the motion picture Braveheart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby the Bruce
yeah.
is integral to the history of Rathlin. He's really, really got some big connections there. He was Robert the First, also known as Robert the Bruce. He was a 13th century Scottish king. He reigned from 1306 to 1329, and he was one of the most famous warriors of the time. And even today, obviously, because of Braveheart, all these mm-hmm. stories, we're still talking about him. And he was the one that led Scotland to march against England in the First War of Scottish Independence.
He did.
Good man yourself.
Yeah. Fair play, Bobby Bruce.
So in 1306, I'll be honest, he's had a mare.
Oh, no.
He's fucked it a bit. He suffered a big defeat and he's been forced to go into exile.
Okay.
This is the start of him.
Did he go to Rathlin by any chance?
Where did he go?
Fucking Rathlin.
Be weird if it was anywhere else.
It would be weird at this point in the podcast if he went to a different island.
It's also Rathlin. You're saying Rathlin, which is fine. But just to let you know, they say Rathlin.
Okay. It's just coming from you. That's rich, but fine.
He's forced to go into exile, or as I call it, exile. Now, here's the thing about Robert de Bruce. His brother's been killed, his wife's been captured, and he's stuck hiding on Rathlin Island.
On Wraith Line.
Now, if that was in 1306, if that was nowadays, wouldn't be as bad, because there's a chippy on the island, which we're going to talk about towards the end of the episode. There's a resource centre, there's a great pub, there's a guest house, bicycle hire, puffin tour. He would have too much stuff to do, but back then, not a lot of that stuff was running.
Yeah.
So he was stuck in a cave on Rathlin Island. Again, a place where people go if they need to defend themselves. Rathlin, he's gone to a cave. So he's conflicted about what to do. He's the great Robert the Bruce, and he realises in this cave, in this moment of solitary confinement, that he's got two options. He can either flee, as into another country, or he can attempt another battle for Scottish freedom. And as he weighs up his options, this is how the legend goes, he spots a spider hanging from a thread on the roof of the cave. Six times he watches the spider trying to swing to a nearby rock and create a line to make a web. Six times the spider fails. Okay, it's not looking good. The spider is having defeat after defeat, yet still it doesn't give up. The spider doesn't give up. Robert the Bruce had attempted to achieve Scottish independence. How many times?
I want to say six.
Six times. Like the spider, he'd failed time and time again. And he realizes there's similarities here. He draws inspiration. He's determined because he's seen what the spider's done, and the rest is history. And that's why Robert the Bruce became Spider-Man.
Cool.
He didn't, but wouldn't that be so cool if that's where that came from?
Oh, that would have been cool, actually.
But you know what he says? He says, hang on a second, I'm going back in against the English. And by the way, if anyone listening is interested, there's a lot more information on Robert the Bruce and the Spider on the web.
I just heard the producer laugh in the next room, which has made me more upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continue.
So this famous figure has his history on Rathlin. Again, a tiny island with so much going on. I'm also going to tell you about HMS Drake. 2nd of October 1917, the HMS Drake was torpedoed off the north coast of Ireland by the German submarine, the U-79.
Okay.
Who were like, you know, like U2, but not as good.
U2, UB40, U79.
It's the ultimate festival lineup. It's U2 and UB40 collabing on the remains of the U-79. By the way, I'd go to that.
I would so fucking go to that. And I don't even like UB40, as we've established.
The ship steamed into Church Bay on Rathlin Island, where after a crew was taken off, the HMS Drake capsized and sank. Believe it or not, Hazel, the HMS Drake's actually still there.
I don't believe that.
It started from the top and now it's here at the bottom of the ocean. It's been a popular dive site for a good few years, you know, for like guys that are into diving or whatever. And a few years ago, it became an officially listed monument.
Huge.
Yeah, the anchors are there, the guns are still on it. And there's
a bit like yourself, Shane.
Hey! Another character from the island's history, Dickie Branson. He's getting involved in the history of the island.
God, what's he at? What's he done?
Well, it says
Is he trying to blast the entire island into space?
It says on an article that I read, Rathlin's most famous visitor ever was Richard Branson. Now, considering Robert the Bruce had been there,
I disagree.
I don't think that. I think Dick Branson is up there, but he's not the main guy.
Dickie B cannot compete with Bobby B.
No.
Ever.
Bobby Brown?
No.
Oh,
Bobby Bruce.
Robert the Bruce, right, fair. Because I was like, even Bobby Brown's a stretch, because Bobby Brown had some bangers. Two can play that game.
Oh my God.
My prerogative.
Yeah. yeah.
I remember when I heard Took and Play that game for the first time, I was on holiday in Tenerife when I was about 4 or 5, and a beach bar near our hotel kept playing it, and I've loved that song ever since.
Just loved it. He could be at the festival. I would have him as an honorary member of the festival.
So let me get this straight. On the U79.
Yeah.
Was it U79? U79, you're having UB40, U2, and Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a gig.
What a fucking gig.
Can I do stand-up at the start of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
But only for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes.
Ruin the buzz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, look, Richard Branson's hot air balloon crashed off the...
I wasn't ready.
Do you know, having a hot air balloon is cool, but you know what isn't cool? Crashing it.
Into rattling.
You instantly go from a legend to a nerd if you crash your hot air balloon. But
oh
yeah.
Oh my God.
1987, he crashes it into the sea off Rathlin. He was trying to break a world record crossing the Atlantic from Maine in the USA. And Richard Branson and his mate were rescued from the sea a few miles northwest of Bull Point in Rathlin, where they were taken to safety. And Dick Branson, here's the thing, his journey with Rathlin doesn't end. They get him to safety, he gets off the island, but he comes back. Dick Branson.
Like a zombie.
No, like he didn't
a hot
die.
Air balloon
he didn't
zombie. Die. And then did he plague the people of Rathlin and become a myth in himself?
They say the ghost of Richard Branson still haunts
still
Rathlin
walks
Island.
Rathlin, feeding on the blood of the people there.
He comes back and he presents a Rathlin Island Trust with a £25,000 donation towards the barn and the manor house.
No, don't clap for that.
Why?
No, 25 grand.
Yeah, but this
it's
is like
the equivalent of you or me giving a pound to a homeless person on the street. Like, that's the equivalent of his wealth. 25 grand, that's nothing.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, homeless guys don't take pounds anymore, it's crypto. And secondly, 25 grand back in 1987 was probably 55 million. If I know my economics, that's a lot of money back then.
I'd say inflation definitely accounts for that.
So I watched a documentary about Rathlin about 8 years ago, and I didn't know a lot about it. So I'm from Northern Ireland. I didn't know about this island that is part of Northern Ireland. And then I messaged the website, the Residents Association, their website, and I said, I'm a stand-up comedian. I'd love to come and do a gig on the island just for the crack.
Yeah.
They said, we'd love to have you. We never had stand-up here before.
They've never had stand-up before?
Never.
Who are these people? Do they have like tellies and stuff?
Oh yeah. These are the coolest people you ever meet. Best hospitality.
Oh.
And there's like ferries that go over quite a bit. And we went over, did a gig, me and some other comedians. And it was one of the best gigs I've ever done because it was in the function room of the one bar on the island. No microphone, just people like in close. And it was so cool to do stand-up on this island. And I've been going back pretty much every year since. And I was there on my outdoor tour not that long ago. And it was just, I can't tell you how much I love this island. And
that's so lovely. But also, I mean, you're at kind of an advantage there, aren't you? Because if you've never seen stand-up before.
Correct.
Then any stand-up will probably seem quite
funny. A lot
funny.
Of people said it was the best stand-up they'd ever seen.
I'm sure they did.
They'd ever seen. Now, I'll tell you this. The island has, let's just say, some characters still floating about. We've had Robert De Bruce, we've had Dickie Branson.
Yeah.
You know, we've had Sorley Boy McDonald
Sorley
as well.
Sorley Boy, we forgot Sorley Boy. I imagine also that's spelled B-O-I, like Skater Boy.
No, two
Here's
eyes.
He's a Sorley Boy. Yeah. He said, see you later, boy. Yeah.
They pushed his family off a cliff. It's more tragic than the Skater Boy song.
Is it though? Because that song is pretty fucking
not.
Tragic.
Where's Avril Lavigne these days?
She's good. She's well. Yeah. She
you checked in.
I have recently. She's been doing some covers of her songs with new bands.
Oh.
And she looks great.
Yeah.
And she's still got it. Her voice sounds amazing.
Great.
Yeah, I'm just really happy for her.
Okay, well. There we go. I'll tell you this. One thing Rathlin has that it's like Rathlin's number one USP at the minute is its puffins. Huge puffin and guillemot population on the island.
You mentioned the puffins earlier.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about them since. That has been for me the highlight of this. And all I've been thinking is I'd really like to go see the puffins.
People come from honestly like all over the world to come see these puffins. They congregate on this big rock off a cliff on the island, and there's like puffin tours. So the first time I went to the island, me and 3 or 4 comedians are just walking about the island. It's 6 miles by 4 miles. You just go for a dander. It starts to rain. We've gone for a walk. A guy drives past us in like a rickety minibus with a like a panda on the side of it. And it's 100% true. And he's like, all right, lads, you boys looking for a bit of entertainment. Now, this is the character left on the island. We thought he was going to strip or somewhere. Like, what is this? The guy goes, would you be interested in the puffin tour? And we said, you bet your ass we'd be interested in the puffin tour.
Yeah.
3-4 comedians, you know, on an island. So we jumped on this minibus and we sat with this guy who was more enthusiastic about puffins than anyone has ever been about anything. Because we got on the puffin bus and I said to the guy, just making conversation because we were driving to the puffins. I said, when did people like first live on the island? And the guy's like, is that a question about puffins? I said, no. And he went, well, don't ask me it. And this guy takes us to this cliff and he's like, right, lads, jump out. We're on the puffin tour. And me and my mates walk to the edge of this cliff. The driver's like, you're going to love this. He's telling us all these facts about puffins. Get to the edge of this cliff. He's like, there you go, lads. That's where the puffins live. We look down, 100% true, empty. Just a big cliff in the middle of the ocean, a big rock with nothing on, no animals of any kind, no pigeons, no nothing. And we just stood there in silence with this guy. And my mate was like, so looking at his watch, being like, so when do the puffins like arrive? Like, what time do they get here? And the guy's like, no, I'll be here for another 3-4 months. He still is running the puffin tour when the puffins are not on the island. So the guy genuinely was like, lads, look at the side of my bus, what's that? We're like, a panda. The guy's like, it's a fucking puffin. He said, look at that and then imagine. He's like, the guy genuinely got everyone to close their eyes. He's like, imagine
hundreds of thousands
of them on that rock, and that's what you would have.
He is running the tours.
Puffin bus, the puffin tour runs.
Puffinless, completely.
All year round.
Sans puffins.
Then the guy's just like, right, lads, back on the puffin bus and dropped us off at our B&B. And by the way, can I just say?
Yeah.
Charged us for the puffin tour, but gave us a quid off. Gave us a quid off.
Oh my God.
So it was essentially just got to go on a minibus for 45 minutes and had to give the guy four
drive
quid.
Drive around.
Yeah. So there's characters.
A really wonderful story. And also, what a brilliant setup for what might have been a horror story. Because for a minute there, I don't think you realized how ominous that was.
Yeah.
A guy pulled up in a van and was like, guys, do you want something entertaining? And you were like, sure.
How quickly did we get in?
Wanna go on a puffin tour? And you were like, yeah. You jump in the van. He drives you to the edge of a cliff and says, go up over there and stand at the edge and look over.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm like, what?
Why am I the most?
You're gonna die.
Am I the most gullible guy in Ireland?
He could have killed you.
Easily.
He could have just driven you off the edge of the cliff.
Imagine he did kill us.
Yeah.
And then, or like one of us survived, and then we told the story.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, that the guy who runs the puffin tours. And then people on the island went, what puffin tours? And then they find a minibus, and then guess who's inside?
Bobby Bruce.
The Richard ghost Branson. Of Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay. It was
my God.
Huge.
I implore anyone, especially you, anyone to visit Rathlin Island. It is so cool and they have the nicest people in the world.
Okay.
And it is my favorite island.
Including Ireland.
It's my favorite island on Ireland. I love it and I love the people of Rathlin and I love the puffins.
I'm 100% convinced. I'm very strongly considering going with you for your gig next year.
Yeah.
Let's do
it's
it.
The new Mykonos.
I want to go on the puffin tour, but I would like to see the puffins.
Yeah, it can't be guaranteed, but either way, the tour's still operating as normal.
I actually almost want to go on the tour without the puffins now, having heard that.
Rathlin Island, the small island. Say it.
Big history.
With the big history.
Big history.
Yes. And that's now their official tourism slogan.
Should be.
Yeah. So there you go. Do you feel like you've learned a little bit about a place you never knew about before?
I really have. I've really just been entertained for the past sort of half hour or so. You really enjoyed that. And I could tell. And you were just telling me stories and I had a great
time. I love the place. I love
you
the
really
place.
Do.
Also, I forgot to... Right, I know I should wrap this up, but...
It's fine.
But the last time I was there for a gig, not that long ago, they said, here, we've got a chip van. Mate, we were planning to get the ferry back and have chips on Terra Firma.
Yeah.
But which isn't the name of a chippy, like back on land.
Yeah.
But Rathlin is land, so it's weird. But we were like, we know a good chippy back where the ferry leaves you off. But then someone went, do you know we got a chip van? And we thought it was rude if we didn't. Went up, get the chip van. They catch the fish beside the chip van.
Fuck off.
I got a fish supper with mushy peas. And I swear. And by the way, they'd opened the day before. They just started. So I was like, they're going to have teething problems.
Yeah,
it's not going to be that nice.
It's like the first pancake is always a bit shit, isn't it?
The best chippy I've ever had of all time. And I knew they didn't believe me because They thought I was just being polite.
Yeah.
But the best chippy I've ever had.
Well, now they'll know if they listen to this. And I'm sure this might get back to them.
Yeah.
If you're in the chippy on Rathlin Island, Shane genuinely believes you are the best chippy that he's ever had. He really believes that.
Keep up the great work, girls.
Well done.
That's how I want to leave it.
Okay.
The history of Rathlin Island with a bow around it. There you go. Maybe you could tell me about some islands down south next time.
That sounds like a euphemism.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, tell people, tell us, tell yourself, all that sort of thing.
Just look yourself dead in the eye in the mirror and tell yourself about it. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies.
Yes, especially your enemies.
Especially your enemies. Leave a little rating. Tell us if you liked it. If you didn't like it, maybe don't. And you can find us on social media.
Yep, Shane Todd, Hazel Hayes.
The Hazel Hayes.
Yep, The Hazel Hayes on social media. I'm either Shane Todd, Shane Todd Comedy, Shane Todd Northern Ireland, Shane Todd Hollywood, Shane Todd Comedian, or Comedian Shane Todd.
Jesus.
Until next time, remember, we're not fucking historians.
We're Not Fucking Historians is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.